You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. David Wright, the Managing Director of QVC Solutions based in Brisbane, Australia. He is a leading expert in the field of portfolio, program, and project management, and has won numerous national awards for his project and program delivery across Australia, New Zealand, and Southeast Asia. Quite impressive. And Mr. Wright, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Lovely to be with you, Eric.
Likewise, and certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. So for starters, tell us about your business, QVC Solutions, to kick things off today.
Yeah, sure. So QVC is a project management consulting firm. But project management covers is a group name, really, for project management, program management, and portfolio management. And portfolio management acts as the linkage between strategy and the execution of strategy. So we started the company back in 2002, actually on Valentine's Day, which I can't forget. And, we've been working for over 30 years before even the company started with some of the leaders of project management around the world, the authors of the standards, etc. And we've been working out how to deliver a high-performing project organization. So we operate in four jurisdictions today. We have an office, head office in Brisbane, an office in Melbourne, an office in New Zealand, and we're just kicking off an office in Singapore.
Awesome stuff. And so tell us, what drove you to starting this type of venture?
Well, I was amazed. Before I started QVC, I was aware of project management methods that had been in place since the early 80s. And yet it seemed that every single year reports came out from the Project Management Institute and other authorities that 36% of projects were failing every single year. And when I went into an organization to take a look at how they were performing, it was like Groundhog Day, the same old, same old. And it's great for the consulting dollar, but it doesn't really help the people involved in these projects. They're very frustrated. They're not sure why it's failing. And so I thought that what we needed to do was to try and make a difference and see if we could change that, find the reasons for the failure and see if we can share those reasons with everybody. So that's how we started the project. And we're really, really kind of fine-tuning that right now. We've got a really great product set that I think, we're happy to share with the rest of the world, really.
So how did you prepare yourself to transition from project manager to entrepreneur?
It was interesting because as a project manager, at least in the earlier days, back in the 80s and 90s, we were very structured. And so you had a set process to run through and you had a big discipline around that too. And yet in the project world, you kind of feel that you sometimes want to step outside that process. And certainly these days with agile and, iterative kind of working habits and collaborative working habits, we've broken a lot of that structure and those barriers down. But when I look at the entrepreneurism and look at the need to really think outside the square, to take risks and be bold, the thing that really helped me was was the risk management. So I'd been doing risk management for 20 years or so before I started QVC, and so inherently, like riding a bike, when I looked at something, I was assessing it in the back of my head for risk. And so when it's an entrepreneur, you really need to be deciding on your risk profile and pushing the envelope. And I sense that, I didn't realize this at the time when I kicked off, but certainly now I walk into an organization and I can actually feel whether it's a good decision, or a good environment, a good situation, And you get a sense of that instinctively now because risk management is embedded in you. And risk doesn't mean conservatism at all. It means weighing up the pros and cons of the situation, working out what the solution options are, and then mitigating those risks. And with mitigation of those risks, are you now comfortable that this, the decisions you're going to take are going to be good decisions? And if they are, then you're in a good space. And I guess I kind of do that inherently now, and other people I'm sure in the marketplace do. But that really did help me to transition to an entrepreneurial state from a very structured project management state from the 80s and 90s, I guess. And I guess one more thing is that you start to rub shoulders with other people who are experiencing these things. They're building their own businesses. We went through the GFC, of course, a number of years ago now. And I recognize that a lot of our competitors and colleagues in the field, they all sort of fell away. And unfortunately, they couldn't sustain their business. And maybe their decision-making wasn't right. Maybe they were just being a bit too ambitious, or they weren't thinking the scenarios through sufficiently. So, when I look at those situations and I reflect, and it's obviously a lot easier to do that after the fact, you find that risk management is inherently something that can help. So that's probably a big factor in the transition, Eric.
Certainly sounds like it. Today we are joined by Mr. David Wright, the Managing Director of QVC Solutions, based in Brisbane, Australia, here today with us on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Wright, if you had your chance to go back looking in hindsight, what would you do differently?
Oh, wow, that's a hard question. What I wanted to do in the first instance was bring a bunch of guys together. I wanted to bring some of the best consultants together and try to really create a larger organization from a starting base that could then be recognized as experts in the field. And so I did try and attempt to do this, but what I realized was that, people, when they get into business, can be quite different than when they're not in business. And some people who might be in the workplace are not necessarily great in business either. So I had a failed partnership during the course of the last 15 years, and it probably tore the company apart, took it down to its knees. And that was a disaster. But I still would like to, bring together a bunch of people that would really create a larger entity and create a faster growing. Because what we're trying to do here, QVC is about helping people. It's about raising awareness of the professionalism of project management. Still 52% of projects around the world are not run by a professional project manager and not run to any method, which is crazy because we know that if you do those things, you're going to be more successful and it gives you a competitive edge. So bringing together these experts would be great. In fact, next year, you'll see 4 symposiums around the world in Singapore, in Sydney, in London and New York, with the lead authors from the standards in the US and the UK, and some of the experts and some of the best-known organizations around the world. And we're going to put a symposium on to discuss strategy and portfolio management, with benefits being defined through program and project management to the realization of those benefits. And that'll be the first time that's ever happened around the world, that all of those gurus have been in the room at the same time, taking people through how to implement strategy through project and program and portfolio management. And that's pretty exciting.
Now, shifting gears a little here, for someone first starting out with a new concept or idea, what is the best advice you can give in these regards?
I think the first thing I would do is to make sure that whatever it is you're thinking of, you've got to be 120% passionate about that. So passion is so important. You've really got to believe in it. You've got to, you know, every morning when you get out of bed at 5 o'clock in the morning, you've got to wake up and you've got to feel that you're alive and you're so excited about today. And so we've been going for 15 years, and I don't think there's been a day, a work day, and work days for me are 5 or 6 days probably. I don't think there's been one of those days in the last 15 years for me where I haven't been absolutely excited, because I'm passionate about the objective that I'm trying to achieve. So I think that's absolutely essential. That's the very first thing. It's certainly not about the money. It's about what you're trying to achieve in doing what you're doing. And the world is going to such a great place at the moment, with people starting to care about things much more, the focus on caring, which is what I like. So I think the next thing I would do is do the numbers, yeah? I talked about risk and inherent risk earlier. I think the thing to do is to work out the numbers so that you know that your business is going to be successful. And once you've done the numbers, you can forget about the numbers. You just work to the policies that you set around the numbers, and then you can go as risky as you like, because the numbers are all solid underneath you. So I think that once you've got a mindset of, look, the numbers are good, so I can just go for it now. And that might mean starting small and developing a model that says, I can only grow by this much, or I can only do this much. But then you can go within that framework, within that envelope. Work out what the envelope is you have to work with from the base numbers you have, and then you just don't have to worry about them anymore. You just work within the envelope and go for it as passionately as you possibly can. But seek guidance. You know, that's the thing I would really recommend. Seek a lot of guidance. Just bounce ideas off everybody and become a sponge for information. Absolutely.
Great advice. And are mentors, coaches, advisors important in sealing one's business growth?
Oh, Eric, absolutely. I have a coach down in Melbourne, Australia, and you know, he's been with us now for the last 18 months or so. That's been a phenomenal experience for me, and it helps me in many, many ways, not just in the business, but in the personal approach to the business as well. And it just keeps you refocused. So I have a couple of other people that I bounce ideas off to, and you know, you always need the checkpoint. Because you can't see yourself in the mirror sometimes. I can't believe the amount of people that don't believe in coaches and mentors. It's kind of ridiculous. We run a product called Mentoring Ourselves, and it's a very low uptake product because most people don't see the value in mentoring. Crazy stuff, you know. I mean, why wouldn't you get some free advice from people that because people are willing to give free advice, absolutely, but pay for your advice too, get it structured. That is very, very important. So I would 110% recommend that, Eric. Absolutely.
And no surprise there, it is certain that mentors, coaches, advisors are important in sealing our business growth. Thanks for your input there. Where can listeners get more information on QVC Solutions, and how can one be in touch?
The website is www.qvcsolutions.com, and you know, we have three divisions to that. We have projects division, a consulting division, and a training division. So you can get there from qvcsolutions.com.
Well, once again, Mr. Wright, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you, and a happy and prosperous 2017 to you and yours.
Thanks very much, Eric. Thanks for your time.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. David Wright, the Managing Director of QVC Solutions, based in Brisbane, Australia. And for more information and for contact, simply visit qvcsolutions.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.